For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Wauwatosa Police Officer Joseph Mensah says he was assaulted over the weekend as protesters descended on his girlfriend's house and began to throw toilet paper into the trees and to smash windows. Mensah said in a tweet that he went out to confront the group and, in his words, establish a dialogue. Eventually, talks fell through and Mensah claims he was assaulted, forcing him back into the residence. According to reports, a single shotgun blast was fired at Mensah's back door. No injuries were reported. Officer Mensah has received national attention for shooting and killing three people over 5 years while on duty. He is currently on paid suspension, and the February shooting of 17-year-old Alvin Cole is still under investigation. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. After a combination of concern from customers, existential indignation from employees, and probing public health officials from Dane County, Epic Systems has delayed its Monday morning mandate that employees return to work. In an email sent Saturday, Epic employees were told they no longer had to report to work at the Verona campus if they were concerned for their health. Svera Rong, the Epic chief administrative officer, said in a statement, quote, "We are adjusting to the time frame as we work with public health officials to gain their agreement on our plan," end quote. The medical software company founded in Madison employs 10,000 people as of 2019 and in 2018 generated $2.9 billion in revenue. Employees have until Wednesday to inform the company whether they will start back or continue to work from home. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.